The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 311. However, when she heard footsteps approaching, she knew that most likely her cousin already entered, so she did not dare to act recklessly. If Iris found out that she was laying with Leon, she would not be able to clear her name no matter what. Iris entered the bedroom to see Leon alone in bed. Louisa was nowhere to be seen. What? Louisa isn't here? The mansion is only that big. If she isn't here, where could she have gone? Iris was stumped. Could she be in the toilet, or perhaps taking a shower? Leon chuckled dryly. His entire body stiffened. He was so nervous his palms perspired. Nope. I checked the toilets upstairs and downstairs. I even went to the balcony and the kitchen to look for her. She isn't there. Iris furrowed her brow. Her woman's natural keen instinct told her that something was off with Leon, but she could not pinpoint it. Perhaps when you went to look for her, she already returned to her room, so you didn't bump into her, Leon said, pretending to be calm. Since Louisa was curled up under the blanket, their bodies pressed against each other tightly. He could even clearly feel the softness and the heat radiating from Louisa's body. Such an intimate contact right under Iris's nose. It was so exciting his heart was about to pop out of his chest. That could be possible. I'll head to her room and see once more. Iris nodded understandingly. She turned around and was just about to leave when through the corner of her eyes, she saw a familiar pair of cartoon slippers by the bed. Her body immediately stiffened. Leon just had a sigh of relief. He could barely have any time to bask in the happiness when he saw Iris stopped in her tracks. His heart was once again suspended, about to pop out. Iris, W, what happened? Is there anything else? Leon, are you sure Louisa isn't here? Iris's expression turned cold. Of course. It's late. How could she be in a man's room? Leon forced a smile. Oh, is that so? Iris's expression turned colder. She silently walked over to the bed, grabbed the corner of the sheets, and tugged on it hard. Ah! The three of them yelled at the same time. Louisa was so stunned she jumped out of the bed. Then, the three of them looked at each other, equally stunned. No one expected this outcome. Hi Iris, what a coincidence. I never expected that you'll be here, Louisa awkwardly greeted. Why, you too, Iris gasped. She quickly came to her senses and glared at Leon murderously, wanting to kill him. Leon, T, this is a, all you're doing. What did you do to Louisa? Leon was bewildered. He was caught red-handed by Iris. His mind was blank at that moment. He did not know what to do. Louisa's still so young, yet you dare to do such a thing to her. You're a scumbag. Iris was furious. She pointed at Leon with her finger. Her entire body trembled. Iris, let me explain. It isn't how you think, Leon was almost in tears. He felt wronged and was unable to defend himself. Explain? The truth is right in front of me. What else do you have to say? Iris glared at him with reddened eyes. An unbelievable feeling of a grievance rose in her heart. All this while spending time with Leon, she unconsciously developed feelings for Leon. She initially thought that he was a righteous man with great character. Never would she have dreamed that Leon was too faced. How dare he touch her younger cousin? Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 312. The higher the hopes, the higher the disappointment. At that moment, she was extremely disappointed in Leon. It was Louisa who was calmer. She did not know whether to laugh or cry. She said, "Iris, what are you doing? You're pretending like you're in a soap opera. Can you not exaggerate? Louisa, he did those things to you, why, yet you can still laugh." Iris looked at Louisa in disbelief. She knew although Louisa had a rather strange character, she was chaste and pure. She was not a girl that messed around. At that moment, seeing Louisa and Leon in the same bed, her first reaction was that Louisa was most likely a victim. It was most likely that Leon used despicable ways to force it on Louisa. "Iris, calm down. Nothing happened between Leon and me. You're overthinking this. If you don't believe it, you can look at our clothes. They're still intact, right?" Louisa pointed at her clothes and said, "I'm overthinking." Iris was stunned. She looked surprised. Then, she closely observed Leon and Louisa's clothes. They were still intact and tidy. It was indeed as if nothing happened. "Yes, this is just a misunderstanding. We're innocent. Can you have purer thoughts? Don't be so dirty. Furthermore, I've just come of age. I don't want to be influenced by you," Louisa said in dissatisfaction. She turned the tables around and blamed it on Iris instead. "Nonsense. I'm not influencing you," Iris blushed. Listening to the nonsense Louisa spewed, Iris gradually calmed down. The fury in her vanished quite a lot too. Thank the Lord. Seeing Iris coming to her senses, Leon's suspended heart finally landed. The clothes on his back have long been soaked through by sweat. He felt delighted as if he just survived a catastrophe. After calming down, Iris looked at Leon before looking at Louisa and calmly said, "Tell me then, what's going on? Why are the two of you in the same bed?" "Iris, if I were to say I was just playing hide and seek, would you believe me?" Louisa asked cautiously. After all, she just sold Iris out. It was nothing to be proud of. If she could just brush it off, that would be the best. "Do you think I'll believe you?" Iris looked a little angry. Louisa was like a deflated balloon. She said, "Okay, I'll come clean. I came to Leon to learn training methods. He was worried that if you saw us you would have a misunderstanding, so he insisted that I hide. My brain short-circuited for a moment, and I believed the nonsense he said," Louisa simply recounted the incident once. Only that she would never mention the fact that she used Iris as a bargaining chip. She even gave Leon a warning look, in case Leon let slip of it. If not, if Iris knew that she betrayed her, she would not easily forgive her. That simple. Iris looked stunned, with her mouth gaped open. The previous time at Mist Cloud Mountain, she once saw how skillful Leon was personally. She knew that Leon was great in martial arts. He might be a great martial artist. Luisa harassed Leon to learn training methods. This reason had no flaw in it. That's it? What else would you think? Luisa said innocently. Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 313. But training methods are very precious to every martial artist. Why would Leon agree to teach you without any reason? Iris was still a little suspicious. Of course, it's because of you. I told you yesterday that Leon has ill intentions toward you. I'm cousin. He's only willing to teach me the training method to please you, Luisa said with a straight face, throwing Leon under the bus. You're you, Iris blushed. Leon's face flushed too. Their relationship was initially rather flirtatious already. No one wanted to tear away the last facade of pretense, yet Luisa tore it right off. Leon was a man, so he was less prone to embarrassment. However, Iris was easily embarrassed. Her face burned and she wanted to hide. Enough, Luisa, stop fooling around. It's late, go back to your room. Iris, still blushing, pulled Luisa by the elbows, wanting to escape this hell. No, Leon hasn't taught me the training method yet. Once he finishes teaching me, I'll leave. Luisa shrugged Iris off, unwilling to leave. But you have school tomorrow, too. Iris barely finished her sentence when she was interrupted by Luisa. Iris, the Young's flaming sun methods are unsuitable for ladies to cultivate. Why don't you join me and learn training methods from Leon? We could be each other's partner, Luisa suggested. Previously, she agreed to help Leon pursue Iris. If Iris agreed to learn training methods, it was indirectly creating opportunities for Leon. Leon was surprised. He instantly understood Luisa's intention. Then, he looked at Iris hopefully, worried that she would refuse. Can I learn them too? Iris was a little hesitant. She was different compared to Luisa. She did not have any interest in martial arts. Furthermore, the flaming sun methods were not suitable for ladies to cultivate, so she has never considered training. However, recalling back to the last incident where she was kidnapped, she was forced to reconsider training. Sure, of course. Leon nodded fervently. Okay, then I'll join in and learn. Iris agreed. She decided to learn a little bit of martial arts for self-defense. That was not necessarily a bad thing. Amazing. Leon was delighted. In the future, if Iris followed him and learned training methods from him, it was much easier for him to get closer to her. This was an opportunity that Luisa created for him. He looked at Luisa gratefully. He secretly thought that his future cousin, in-law, was indeed quite reliable. Then, under Luisa's urge, Leon closed his eyes to search for training method manuals. At that moment, with the addition of Iris, he was extremely motivated. Of course, he wanted to teach Iris the most suitable training method. A long time later, after careful selection, he finally found a great training method most suitable for women. Iris, Luisa, this training method is called the Mysterious Maiden Method. I'm going to teach them to you now, Leon recited the chant out, then he instructed the two ladies on how to concentrate true energy and cultivate. Although he was not a martial artist, spiritual energy and true energy came from the same source. With his capabilities, he could still easily instruct two beginners. Iris and Louisa sat on the bed with crossed legs and seriously started training according to Leon's guidance. The first step was to concentrate energy. Once the body concentrates true energy, it would be able to enter the initial acquired stage, starting on the path of training. Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 314. Of course, concentrating energy was not an easy matter. This had much to do with martial arts talent and the level of training method. The higher the talent and level of training method, the easier it was to concentrate energy. On the contrary, for those without talent and who have a low level of training method, it would be harder to concentrate energy. Even practicing for 3 to 5 months, they might not even be able to go on the path of training. Seeing how Iris and Louisa were already focused, Leon closed his eyes and tried to search for a training method manual suitable for a man to train. Since he was not a martial artist, he would not be able to guide Iris and Louisa in training down the road. Thus, he also planned to practice training methods. He would mainly be a sage art practitioner but also practice martial arts on the side. That way, he could guide Iris and Louisa. However, he did not know if he could practice sage and martial arts at the same time, but for Iris, he had to try it. With that thought in mind, he soon found a great training method suitable for a man, the Divine Martial Method. Then, Leon crossed his legs, closed his eyes, and started practicing the Divine Martial Method. What surprised him was that sage and martial arts did not clash. Not only could they be trained at the same time, but they also even complemented each other. A long time later, his body gradually concentrated true energy. The true energy combined with the spiritual energy in his body to form a black and white Pilates flow pattern, gathering in his energy center. From that moment, he has officially gone on the training path of sage and martial arts. The next morning, when Leon woke up from training, with the help of his powerful spiritual energy, his power level broke through the initial acquired state, reaching the intermediate acquired state. When he opened his eyes, Iris and Louisa sensed it and opened their eyes too. After a night of arduous training, Iris and Louisa already concentrated energy. Their power level was at the initial acquired state. Especially Iris. 2 hours ago, she already concentrated true energy. Only because she saw Leon and Louisa still training, so she closed her eyes and continued training for a while longer. As for Louisa, she only managed to concentrate true energy not long ago. She was slightly weaker than Iris. However, the two of them did not know that throughout the entire Springfield City, those who want to concentrate energy might take at least 10 days to do so. Even a talented person like Harvey took a whole 5 days to concentrate true energy back then. The two of them succeeded in doing so in only a night. On one hand, they were talented. The more important factor was that the Mysterious Maiden Method was an extremely great and profound training method and it was very much in line with their physique. It was through the Mysterious Maiden Method that they could easily step onto the training path. Iris, Louisa, how are you feeling? Leon asked concernedly. Lude, the Mysterious Maiden Method that you taught us was amazing. I only took a night for us to concentrate true energy. It looks like you taught us sincerely. You didn't hide anything from us. Louisa hugged Leon's arm and jumped up and down in excitement. Previously, they were worried that Leon would secretly hide things from them and brush them off with a low-level training method. However, at that moment, her suspicions were all gone. She knew quite a lot about the things to do with martial arts. The mysterious maiden method that Leon taught them helped them concentrate true energy within a night. This was surely a very profound training method. It was not some low-level ordinary method. Louisa, is this training method that great? Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 315. Iris was stunned. She knew nothing about training methods. She did not know how great the training method was. However, she knew Leon's background well. She knew that he was an orphan who had nothing. Leon, knowing martial arts, was already way beyond her expectations. She did not think that he was capable of producing any profound training methods. Of course, it's great. Previously, I've tried practicing some low-level training methods. I spent a dozen days without concentrating any energy. The mysterious maiden method only used a night to concentrate true energy. Don't you think it's amazing? Louisa made a face and said. Back then, it was because the low-level training methods did not come to fruition after a long time, so she gave up halfway, and from then onward she looked down on the low-level training methods. Thankfully, she was lucky enough to meet Leon. Finally, her dreams came true. Oh, is that so? Iris looked at Leon deeply, suspicions rose in her heart. From what she knew, Leon married himself into the Mansons. He was generally proven to be a loser. However, at that moment, not only was he capable in his work, but he was also good at martial arts. He could casually just produce a profound training method. How could such an extraordinary person be a loser? This was too strange. Iris was thinking back about all that, she could not help but be suspicious of Leon. However, she soon let it go. Everyone had their privacy and secrets. It was only normal for Leon to have his secrets. Moreover, Leon had a good character. He sacrificed a lot for the company. He also treated her well. That was more than enough. The rest was not important. Iris, Louisa, it's still early. You two should rest for a while. I'll head to the park, Leon said, and then, as usual, headed behind to practice sage. After breakfast, Louisa headed to school. Leon and Iris rushed to the office. At the company's factory, Liam remembered that he promised Janice that he would give her two sets of cosmeceuticals. He especially made a dozen sets of better cosmeceuticals. He was going to give two sets to Janice and the remaining to Iris, Louisa, Cynthia, and other ladies. This was an ordinary act of courtesy. Of course, since he was using the company's resources, he told Iris about it beforehand, in case he was being blamed for using the company's resources for his private gain. Thankfully, he considered all aspects. When Ashvin found out about it, sure enough, he went to Iris to complain about Leon, but in the end, it was a bummer for him. However, Ashvin did not mind one bit. He was just deliberating stirring up trouble. He wanted to leave a scar on Iris' heart. Everything erodes. Perhaps, if incidents like these were to keep happening, Or perhaps Leon accidentally made a mistake. He believed that one day Iris would not trust Leon that much anymore. In the afternoon, Leon took half a day off and left the office. Then, he rushed to the shears as agreed. He planned to make alchemical pills. At the shear mansion, after a day of preparation, the shears already prepared the list of expensive ingredients that Leon needed. The oldest ingredient among them was two shrubs of 300-year old fleece flower root, also two shrubs of 287-year old wild panax. The main ingredients were 100 years old or so. There were also a lot of other expensive supplementary ingredients. The pills created from those ingredients should be enough to be used when the company opened. Cynthia, these two sets of cosmeceuticals are for you. Chapter 316. George was stunned. Iris was dumbfounded. Even Ashvin and all of the executives of the company were gobsmacked. They would never even have dreamed of the fact that Leon would not only fulfill the promise but even develop cosmetics that were so amazing. The effects of those cosmetics were even much better than some international brands. Good. That's amazing. After a moment, Iris stood up and slammed the table, shocking the other executives into standing up as well. Everyone stood up. Leon, why, you're too amazing. This is just a complete miracle. Iris was far too emotional, and she gave Leon a big hug right in front of everyone. Her smile looked like 100 blooming flowers, absolutely beautiful. Even though she did not know how Leon did it, she still knew something very well. If the company had such amazing products in the future, it would make them a top international brand, let alone make it into the high-end marker. It was obvious why she was so emotional. Iris, you're, even Leon was dumbfounded. It was the first time Iris ever hugged voluntarily, and it was in front of so many people from the company. He felt a warmth in his heart. It felt like all the hard work he put in the past few days were incredibly worth it. Iris finally realized that something was off, and she hurriedly let Leon go. She blushed as she said, I was just too happy, and lost my composure. It's fine, I don't mind. Leon had a vibrant smile on his face. He was a bit reluctant, wanting Iris to hug him for a while longer. However, he knew that it was impossible. Looking at that scene, Ashvin's expression soured immensely. Impossible. This can't be real. He's just a piece of trash from a third-grade university and isn't even specialized in this field. How could he just casually produce such amazing results? There has to be some problem. Ashvin shook his head furiously, unable to accept the cruel truth. That's right, the data is incredibly strange. Could something have gone wrong with the machines? George looked like he woke up from a dream as he voiced his suspicions. Hearing what Michael and Ashvin said, the executives all started to calm down. Quite a few of them started to wonder if the test went wrong. Mr. Proctor, you are quite aimless. The machines were fine before this, why would they suddenly have some problems for no reason? How could you give us such a rotten excuse? Ariel was incredibly frustrated. That, George found himself at a loss for words. That's not necessarily true. Something might have just suddenly gone wrong with the machines. It's not impossible. At the end of the day, I feel like we should recalibrate them and test again to make sure things are fine. Ashvin said stubbornly. That's true, the data is a little crazy. We should do another test to be sure, quite a few executives agreed. Ashvin, have you caused enough trouble? The truth is right in front of you, why are you trying to force things? Ira said unhappily. Ashvin opened his mouth but did not rebuke Iris. He still had a look of reluctance on his face. Miss Young, it's fine. Since everyone doesn't believe it, we can just do another test, Leon said nonchalantly. Then. Fine, Iris nodded after some hesitation. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 317. I'm only an amateur. I don't know much, Leon said with a humble smile. The energy convergence circle that he formed was not an ancient divination. However, they both followed according to the series of the 9 palaces and 8 trigrams, so they do have little things in common. Cynthia looked at Leon deeply. She was overwhelmed and found it hard to calm herself down. The first time when she saw Leon, she thought that he was a con man. However, later on, not only were Leon's medicine and alchemy skills deeply profound, but he was also brave and heroic. His martial arts were great too. That was one thing. At that moment, he even dabbled in ancient divination. He was learned and skilled. There was nothing he did not know. At that instant, Leon became even more mysterious in her heart. It even piqued her curiosity. She wanted to learn more about him. She wanted to know what other secret abilities this man hid. Just when Cynthia was caught up in her thoughts, Benedict and Harvey instructed the guards to carry the alchemy pot and ingredients up the hill. Under Leon's instructions, the guards placed the items around the core of the circle. Then, Benedict instructed them to leave, so that they would not disturb Leon in making pills. Soon, it was only Leon, Cynthia, Harvey, and Benedict up on the hill. Leon lit the fire of the alchemy pot. Out of curiosity, Cynthia volunteered to assist Leon next to him. After everything was prepared, Leon took out the clear jadeite tablet and activated the energy convergence circle. The spiritual energy on top of the hill gradually became cyclones visible, wildly entering his body. Looking at this magical sight, Benedict and the others were stunned. They gasped in amazement. Cynthia, pass me the supplementary ingredients. Leon took a shrub of 300-year-old fleece flower root and threw it into the alchemy pot. Then, he accepted the supplementary ingredients from Cynthia and placed them into the pot orderly. Then, using the pure spiritual energy gathered by the energy convergence circle, he inserted spiritual energy into the pot with his finger, controlling the blending of the ingredients. The oldest main ingredients were 4 shrubs. 2 shrubs of the 300-year-old fleece flower roots and 2 shrubs of the 280-year-old wild panax. Those could produce 4 pots of the best pills. As they say, good things were always kept within families. Leon was prepared to use those 4 shrubs of ingredients to make a pot of spirit nurturing pills and 3 pots of energy nurturing pills for himself and the Shears to use. They must surely keep the best things for themselves. As for the other 100-year-old main ingredients, he could make them into lesser quality energy nurturing pills to sell. This would be enough to help the company make a name for itself. Buzz. After half an hour, the alchemy pot gently trembled and formed into pills. A light aroma wafted out. It's done. Leon was delighted. He gradually stopped his spiritual energy flow before stepping forward to uncover the pot. Inside lay 67 white, colored pills, glimmering and shiny. It was not of ordinary quality. This first pot was the spirit-nurturing pills that Leon made, especially made for himself to use. According to the market rate, a 300-year-old fleece flower root could cost millions. On top of that, the other expensive supplementary ingredients. In the end, he could only produce 67 spirit-nurturing pills. The cost of making one spirit-nurturing pill was tens of thousands. Leon could not help but secretly stammer. Luckily, he had the support of the wealthy Shear family. If not, he would not be able to afford to use such expensive pills. Leon, is this the energy nurturing pill? Chapter 318. Cynthia went forward with a face full of questions. Although the pills were shiny and round, looking extraordinary, she did not sense the existence of true energy. No, these are spirit-nurturing pills. I have other uses for it, Leon gently explained while taking a white jade bottle and placing all the spirit-nurturing pills in them. The spirit-nurturing pills were of no use to martial artists. It was pointless to leave it for the Shears, so he would keep it for himself. Then, you should quickly make the energy-nurturing pills. I'm still waiting to witness it, Cynthia urged rather anxiously. She wanted to see if the energy-nurturing pills could truly increase the true energy power level. Be patient. I'll do it right now. Leon smiled. Then, he cleaned off any residue in the pot before placing another shrub of the 300-year-old fleece flower root inside and started making energy nurturing pills. Buzz. About half an hour later, the second pot of energy nurturing pills was done. Compared to the spirit-nurturing pills, the energy-nurturing pills' condition were much better. He made more than 120 pills. Using the same 300-year-old shrub of fleece flower root as the main ingredient, the energy-nurturing pills produced were double of the spirit-nurturing pills. That was enough to explain that spiritual energy was purer and rarer than true energy. Are these the energy nurturing pills? Cynthia was a little spirited. She could vaguely feel the energy fluctuations in the energy nurturing pills. She could not hide the delight on her face. Even Benedict and Harvey were stunned. They came over. It is the energy nurturing pill. I can sense the pure true energy inside the pill. The name lives up to its reputation. Benedict chuckled happily. Previously, he was still a little worried that Leon exaggerated the effects of the energy nurturing pill. However, at that moment, he was finally relieved. I wonder how well it works. Harvey was excited as well. Let me try one. Cynthia was eager to try. She was to be the first person to try it. Sure, Leon said and nodded. Receiving his permission, Cynthia eagerly retrieved an energy-nurturing pill and swallowed it down. The pill melted in her mouth immediately, instantly becoming a warm flow of true energy, traveling throughout her body. She felt extremely comfortable wherever the energy flowed in her body. "Cynthia, how do you feel?" Leon asked. This was the first time he made energy nurturing pills. He did not know how effective it was. Of course, Benedict and Harvey were concerned about this issue too. The three of them looked at Cynthia with curiosity in their eyes. "It works very well. It tastes sweet and melts immediately in your mouth. Inside, there is very pure true energy. I only took one pill and I feel as if my power level is showing signs of a breakthrough," Cynthia said excitedly. Her power level has already reached peak acquired state 3 or 4 years ago. At that moment, it was indeed time to have a breakthrough. She was just lacking the opportunity. The energy nurturing pill was the opportunity. After consuming the pill, her bottleneck challenges seemed to loosen up. She guessed that she would soon break through to the innate state. "Let me take a few more and see. Maybe I could have a breakthrough immediately." Cynthia was too anxious to achieve her dreams. She did not think and grabbed a dozen pills and chomped them down. "No," Leon was shocked. He reached his hand out to stop her, but he was too late. The pills melted and Cynthia already consumed them. "Leon, what is it? Will there be a problem?" Cynthia finally realized that something was wrong and looked at Leon with confusion. "Of course, there is. Your power level is too low. For an energy nurturing pill like this, you only need to take one every 3 days. You consumed so many pills at once. How could your body possibly take it?" Chapter 319. Leon looked extremely anxious as if he was about to freak out. The energy nurturing pills gathered the essence of many expensive ingredients. The true energy in them was extremely pure. Usually, it would take time to be slowly refined. However, the previous pill that Cynthia consumed has yet to be refined, yet she consecutively consumed a dozen pills. That was just seeking death. "What?" Benedict and the rest were extremely stunned. Especially, Cynthia immediately felt the dozen energy nurturing pills converting into true energy, wilding infusing throughout her body. When things were done in extreme, it would only produce the opposite result. The true energy was too much. Her body could not handle it at all. Soon, her face was flushing red. Her internal circulation felt as if it was about to explode. Seeing Cynthia's situation getting worse, Benedict and Harvey panicked. "Leon, what should we do right now? Please, try and find a way to rescue Cynthia, Elder Shear, don't panic. I'm thinking of a solution." Leon's expression was not great. This was the first time that he encountered Cynthia's situation. Even the medical books in his brain did not mention anything about it. At that moment, he was a little helpless. He did not know what to do. "I feel terrible," Cynthia looked in pain. Her face was flushing an abnormal hue of red. The situation was precarious. "Mr. Wolf, have you thought of a solution?" Looking at his sister in pain, Harvey was heartbroken. He was so worried his eyes reddened. "I have thought of a solution, but I have no confidence in it at all," Leon said through gritted teeth. At that moment, The only solution was to try using the 6 points of fate. If it worked, he was more than 90% sure he could cure Cynthia. On the contrary, if it did not work, Cynthia might die. Even you don't have the confidence. Benedict and Harvey were bewildered. They were instantly disappointed. They have witnessed how great Leon's medical skills were personally. At that moment, if Leon had no confidence in the solution, they could only imagine how severe the situation was. Cynthia was in tears. She secretly regretted it. She should not have been so reckless, but it was too late. No matter what, Leon, try your best, Benedict said painfully. His heart sunk to the bottom. I'll try my best, Leon sighed. He blamed himself. Initially, the making of the energy nurturing pills was a happy affair, but due to his carelessness, he did not warn Cynthia in time to not overdose, which was what led to their current situation. If anything were to happen to Cynthia, he would not be able to find peace for the rest of his life. Cynthia completely panicked. Her face was filled with fear and suffering. The last time, when she was ambushed, the thug only wanted to kidnap her. He did not hurt her. However, it was different at that moment. This was the first time she experienced the fear of death. She was a girl in her prime. She still had a great future ahead of her. Of course, she was not willing to die. At that moment, facing the threat of death, she was truly afraid. She could not help but tremble. Cynthia, don't worry. I'll make sure nothing happens to you. Leon grabbed Cynthia's soft hand. His eyes were filled with determination. At the same time, he has decided that no matter how big the price, he had to find a way to save Cynthia's life. I trust you. Cynthia's body gradually stopped trembling. Leon's hand was very warm, as if a warm flow of energy flowed into her heart, bringing her an unprecedented sense of security. She suddenly did not feel that scared anymore. Chapter 320. Come with me. Leon understood the urgency of the situation. He could not waste any time, so he lifted Cynthia and walked toward the core of the energy convergence circle. Entering the circle, Leon carefully placed Cynthia by the side of the core. He got Cynthia to sit on the grass, then he applied the 6 points of fate. He applied pressure on the pressure points surrounding Cynthia's chest and abdomen. The 6 points of fate, reversing fate. With Leon's application, the spiritual energy flowed from his palms non-stop into Cynthia's body, blocking the rampage of the dozen flows of true energy, also controlling those flows of true energy, and gradually starting to merge them. This action was extremely depleting of spiritual energy. Even if he had a constant source of spiritual energy replenishment from the energy convergence circle behind him, the speed of replenishment was too slow. Naturally, it could not compete with the depletion of spiritual energy. Soon after, Leon's face started to pale. His body trembled. The spiritual energy in him was almost depleted. The only redeeming factor was that the solution was indeed effective. Under the control of his spiritual energy, half of the true energy in Cynthia merged. As long as he merged the remaining flows of true energy, everything could be easily solved. However, at that moment, he no longer had spiritual energy in him. How he could support himself to merge the remaining true energy was a tricky problem. To hell with it, Leon gritted. He took out the white jade bottle in his arms, poured 7 to 8 spirit nurturing pills out, and swallowed them all at once. The spirit nurturing pills immediately dissolved and instantly became 7 or 8 flows of spiritual energy flowing throughout his body. He immediately applied sage art, guiding those spiritual energies, and sent them to Cynthia. At that moment, the spiritual energy in him has been depleted. With the support of the spirit nurturing pills, he solved the problem of the depletion of spiritual energy. However, since he consumed too many spirit nurturing pills at once, it was more than his body can handle. The 7 to 8 flows of spiritual energy rampaging in his body were extremely uncomfortable. He gritted his teeth, bearing through the pain while controlling the merging of the true energy in Cynthia's body. A long time later, all of the true energy in Cynthia's body merged. In the end, it became a pure energy source and entered her energy center. Rumble. Cynthia trembled. After absorbing so much energy from the energy nurturing pill, her power level finally broke through. She miraculously rose 2 consecutive levels, from the peak acquired state to the intermediate innate state. Sensing that Cynthia was safe and sound, Leon was relieved and he slumped to the ground. Cynthia, how are you feeling right now? Are you all right? Witnessing this scene, Benedict and Harvey anxiously came over. I'm fine. I feel cured. Also, my power level rose by 2 levels. I'm now at the intermediate innate state, Cynthia was delighted. She excitedly jumped up. Escaping death this time, she was delighted that she avoided catastrophe. Is that so? That's amazing. Benedict and Harvey were overjoyed. They were finally relieved. After the excitement, Cynthia remembered Leon's kindness. She gratefully looked at Leon. Leon, thank you so much. Leon was extremely pale in the face. He could no longer suppress the rampage of the spiritual energy in his body. He spat a mouthful of blood. The situation looked terrible. Leon, what happened? Cynthia was so shocked that her face lost its colors. She immediately reached her hands out to help Leon. The happiness from the breakthrough in her power level instantly vanished.